Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here talking Bravo, checking in on some other random shit we're watching. Some gossip happening. Bravo spirit.
Did you know that the Furies are having a baby? They got pregnant. Must have been on that little trip. Did you know she's pregnant?
No, I did not.
They're having a baby. I'm Instagramming him. He seems a lot less ill on Instagram than he does when you see the full picture of him in some bedroom screaming while his family's downstairs.
At the phone.
He comes across more charming and okay.
Yes.
But yeah, they have another kid. All right.
Before we talk Bravo gossip, let's talk about the Fury show. Justine finally finished it.
What is it called? At Home with the Furies.
Dumb name. Great show.
I don't know what it should have been called, but
just the Furies or something, or like
the Furies,
at home
yeah.
with the Furies makes me feel much. Like I'm watching like a talk show or something. I loved it. I already told you that. I think he's a star. I think she's a star. The way she puts
Both.
Up with him,
perfect match made in heaven. There couldn't be two people more made for each other. That couldn't be married to someone. Oh, she could be married to anybody. He couldn't be married to a lot of people. Imagine if he had a combative woman.
Oh no, it'd be a nightmare.
They
would be like one of these dramatic relationships we see where people are always getting arrested and shit. Like, it would not be good. She knows exactly how to deal with him. Like, exactly. And she is a better woman than me because she does not let his moods
triple
get
times.
Her. She just lets it go and just like that, you know, he's going through one of his moods when he's like a total
And the
dick,
way that
you know?
He is so up and down, adding a seventh child on, how can you...
But you hear them.
Mental
gypsies,
illness.
Man, like,
if mental illness was a, it'd be like, really a real physical thing where he'd be, like, fall asleep half of the day. I don't know how to explain what I'm thinking without, I'm not trying to insult him, but he is so up and down. I mean, it's just freaky.
Up. Yeah. I just wonder, no one talks about whether he's ever been on medication. Like, it feels like he would benefit from that, but maybe he doesn't want to
Seems
be dinged
like
or whatever.
He's the boss. And if people were to try to put him on that, he would tell him to F off. He's the money maker, cash cow,
right?
The Kim Kardashian, and what he says goes. And he probably doesn't even want to think about that.
Right.
That's what I take from it.
I'm a little concerned for Molly and Tommy because sounds like in this family the expectation is you have like 15 kids each. Like Tommy wants 10 kids, he said. It's like 10? What are you talking about?
It was very crazy. I'm happy that I watched the full season because I loved it. I don't need all the crazy drama of reality TV. It felt like old school reality TV with
I agree.
But at first, the first four episodes are just a rewind, reoccurring hamster wheel of her saying, this is how Tyson is. I just have to do this. And it's like, Jesus, I can't watch this for 10 episodes, but it does get good. He's a nice guy. I like how he brings the kid out on the ring. He seems okay. Yes. I asked Geneva, does it seem like he would drown the daughter in a just a mind fuck? He seems okay. He seems like he knows when to walk away. He's got the perfect partner, but it is upsetting to see the mood swings. It upsets me.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous.
I think the family, you know, like, you don't know what you don't know. And so, like, that's how the kids have been raised. And I think they just expect daddy's in and out and whatever. Like, obviously she's the centering force in the family.
Seeing the kids cry when he's leaving breaks my heart.
Oh, I know. Dante. I loved the kids in the boxing ring. The little kid just fucking shit up and the other kid like, I'm not boxing. I love seeing that. I like just that one kid is like, I'm going to be just like daddy and I'm going in. And it's just like, and you see her.
They do
just,
seem happy.
Yeah. And you see her succumbing again and again to the fact that like, he wants to continue fighting. And she's just like, all right, here we go again. And like, you know, I loved seeing the kids there. I just thought it was great. I loved the whole show. I love that ends with him back in a fight.
I mean, I feel like I stay pretty current with sports and things. I've never heard of him until I heard of his dumb brother on Love Island, but he is a huge force. Yeah. And did your husband know who he was way before? Did he know that he was the number one boxer?
He would say,
I know who Tyson Fury is and recognize him on the street 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know about 10 years. I mean, how long has he been fighting?
Seems like he's been boxing for.
Yeah, I think the
at least 10 years, because Tommy and Molly were 5 years ago and he was already a household name then.
Right. You see 36. The power of his celebrity when he's like walking around the town, just like people mobbing him and like
it's
when
a big deal. Everyone.
Yeah. Oh, we got to talk about the love handles. Justine was texting me explicitives about the love handles. They are wild. I've never seen love handles like that. Like, I really haven't. Just like where it's
on
like
an athlete or on anybody.
And then it's just like something you could literally grab. Like, I know when they always say like, oh, they grab love handles. It's like, no, it's a little bit of back fat. This is like literally a handle.
This looks painful though. It looks like pockets of blood pooling down and there's no circulation. It looks like something is wrong though. It looks painful.
He's fit.
I know that he's okay. He's healthy. But are you fit if you have those? My answer is no. I really, truly, and I don't understand how you possibly can have those after you go into training like that. It's just his genetics, I guess.
Us and him ran, he's running farther, his endurance is longer.
I know, but how can they still be there?
I don't know, but he's in shape.
He's in shape, but
boxing, you have to have good cardiovascular health. You're fucking out of breath. I mean, it's intense. I take a boxing class, I feel like I'm going to die. I couldn't imagine going 12 rounds.
They must go way down. But I remember watching him in the boxing ring thinking, this guy is just freaking flabby.
He's so big, though, you know?
But I don't remember thinking Mike Tyson was out of shape watching a champion box.
No, but
they were always
the same...
tight and right. I know it's his must be his weird. Genetics, but he's so tall. You think, how could there not be more room for this fat to land?
I know.
It's weird. Wild. I've just never seen anything like it on a man, a woman, anything. He's very dispersed, normal. The front is kind of flat. He's pretty healthy looking. It's just, they look painful. But back to Paris. With that blonde hair, it looks so heavy. Yeah. It reminds me of what my hair would look like if I constantly did it. She looks like she box bleaches it. And it just looks heavy. When she doesn't put it up,
she's impeccable. I love her style. I love her hair. It's like, I love everything she puts on, everything she does.
I love her.
I don't know. The hair, I thought of her hair and your hair is similar.
Hair. Yeah, it feels heavy. I just feel like I can feel the weight, and she always has it down, but she looks great all the time just for having six kids and keeping that hair done. And then when you see her with her friends and they all have the matching hairdos, it's just hilarious.
Then
the daughter with the party, and then they're loading makeup on Honey Boo Boo style on the little 6-year-old, 7-year-old girls.
Right. I love seeing the party. I mean, it's just like, that's that gypsy shit I love. I wish that gypsy show would come back. I find the gypsy culture fascinating.
Is it gypsy or
trashy,
is it
but rich?
Is it English?
No, it's English.
Are gypsies rich?
No. But it's like
a gypsy is
they
broke.
Are.
They're a different
gypsy
type
like
of thing.
They want to present like a Jersey Shore, you know, where they want to be covered in designer and like bling and like that kind of thing. It's like,
but are gypsies usually pretty wealthy or does?
No, I think they're poor, but you know,
so they are wearing fake, but these people have made it and they're wearing the real shit.
Yeah, exactly. She's got a little coordinated outfits for them and stuff. I just love it.
See, to me, I know they're wealthy, but this is mean, sorry, but they do look poor to me.
Oh, okay.
They look broke to me and the house looks broke, but I know that they're rich.
If
people saw my, you know, I'm poor. I mean, like I'm just with the amount of money, and I love that they're like that. I love every inch of them. I think they're hilarious. But them out on the yacht, like they're living exactly the way I'd want to. Him living by the law of some psychic who told his mother that a family member is going to die in water and that it will continue down for generations until someone dies. Then they're that person who died.
Yes.
I love the way he thinks.
I know.
And you can see how he became number one. Him screaming, come on. I could just go on about him forever. I don't know how. I think maybe 25% of the people on Instagram who watch all the shit we watch have watched this show and they're missing out because it's dynamic.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I like I told you, I blew through it in 2 days. I think it's quality old school reality TV with a great family of characters. They're all
I can't forget about things I want to talk about. But when she was at the store buying stuff for the kids and the little kid says, I want these. It was pencils or something. And she goes, well, if they're not too much money, and they scan it, it was $4 or something like that. And she said, nope, that's too much money. I was like, damn, I freaking love it, because anybody who's wealthy, even me on the life I live, I'd say, sure, $4. There you go. But she said, no, $4 is too much. You're not getting it. And that was that. And I just thought that was awesome of her.
When she was wrapping the presents, like, if I give them everything, who's going to give them anything later in life? And what are they going to expect? So no, they don't get everything. Like, I love that. I think Paris is a dynamic woman. I love her.
Oh,
so
I
much.
Love her. Great. I think she's a goddess. I think she's great. Yeah. And Tyson he does treat her well in the ring and he knows how to butter her up. Yeah. What was I going to say about Tommy and Molly? Tommy and Tyson don't look alike. We were trying to figure out, I guess we could investigate to see if they're the same parents. Tommy's dad definitely doesn't love Tommy.
Not the way he loves Tyson. I think he's bored and annoyed. He hasn't earned his worth yet. Yeah, I think he thinks Tommy might be a little bit of a pussy.
Waste of his time. And he is. He's going to lose.
I love the dad. I think the dad is a phenomenal character.
Taking his shirt off on the ring.
Oh,
then he
so
says
good.
He
just
saw himself on
off.
The screen and he says, oh, I
he's
need
like,
to
I gotta get it under control.
I think he's real hot.
Like running every day. Yeah, it's great. But yeah, Tommy, let's be real.
Tommy's a loser.
Killer instinct to me. Yeah.
No. He's born with those blue eyes. Loser. I mean, he's bound to take a beating. He's a winner, but he does chump change.
Yeah. No, he's no Tyson Fury, obvious.
Tyson Fury to be undefeated scares me. When he loses, because eventually he will lose, I will be heartbroken, gutted. I had to fast forward through him fighting because I knew he won, but I just don't want to watch it. I don't like watching people hit each other.
I'm concerned for what's after his boxing career, because you can see how much this matters to him, and it's like his entire life's purpose, and he's too young. So he needs to start like finding other ways. Like, can he be a coach or something? You know?
No.
Like,
he's too. I'm worried.
Yeah.
That is very. And I can't think about it too long because I fell in love with little Ty Ty. And what is my other last thoughts here? I'm sorry, everybody. Nobody watched the show, but I can't help but go on about it. Just seeing the little boy come out with him. And it's a great show. It's very sweet.
Great show. Yeah. I loved it. And I thought it was perfect, perfect season paced. It moved through a story, right, of him being retired to back in the ring. Like, I just thought it was like a perfect little like, bam, we got it. You did well.
I like how Paris is nice to Molly.
Yes.
She's a great person. Great mother. Great woman. There's nothing wrong with Paris. She is.
There's nothing.
Perfect.
A gem. Gem. Love her.
I love her.
I would love to interview her. We got to keep it.
I love her so much.
Yeah, it's great.
Everybody right, watch New York. Watch Living watch with it. The Furies and, or whatever the fuck it's called on Netflix. And then come back and listen
to us ramble about it.
So fun.
All right, we want to talk some gossip, which was, let's start with.
Oh, last night Geneva went to see Lady Gaga.
Oh, I did. What did you think? I went to the phenomenal. We went to the jazz, like her with a full jazz band. It was in the Dolby Theater, which I think is where Usher performs. You know, it's funny.
I would die to see Usher.
I know. So expensive. We so that go. Night was also Drake. And I originally wanted to go to Drake, but tickets were like $400. Like, what the fuck? We got the Gaga tickets last minute for like $70. So we're like, all right, let's
That's
go.
Great.
We're driving.
And I know you're a Drake fan, like, but I bet Lady Gaga's way better.
They look 12. Like the entire fan base. I was like, I think I've aged out of going to see Drake live. They all looked like young, like high school. But anyways, she looked great. Her voice was flawless. They had a full, like full band.
How much
orchestra.
Does she weigh, you think? 110?
She looked fit, not too thin, I would say. She's healthy. Not like a, yeah, she looked healthy. She
oh, that's
fun.
What I wanted to talk about like, with Tommy. Shit. All right, forget it.
Yeah, it was great. Beautiful voice. She was well, like,
did you know the song she was singing?
Yeah, because I grew up listening to jazz. So like I know all those classics.
Oh, she's singing jazz music.
Yeah, she's singing. Well, she's saying like Poker Face. She's saying Born This Way. She's saying like four of her songs, but everything else was like jazz classics. And she's saying
what's a jazz classic?
His wife was there, like Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh. You're at
Dalgard.
What a difference
a day makes. Okay. Yeah, like you know, shit like that.
What is difference a day makes? How's that go?
What a difference a day makes. 24 little hours. Do do do. Have you heard that song?
Oh, listen to Geneva's voice. Sing me to sleep, baby.
Yeah, she was good.
Oh, beautiful voice on Geneva.
That's me. So yeah, it was excellent. I would recommend. You know,
is it a one night thing or is it two? It's a whole thing.
No, she's a residence. She has a residency.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Geneva sent me Erica Jane was on the Game Time. Was it the Game Time app?
Game Time app for $1 for her tickets.
I think it's really flopping. And I put it up on Instagram that I felt bad. I took it down. She's got a residency in Vegas. I don't. I'm not going to be mean, but it is hilarious. And that is karma.
I mean, that's a specific segment of a small fan. Like you have to like whatever her music is, like poppy house, and you have to like Erica Jane. And that's kind of a small segment. So I can't imagine she's selling out.
And I think she's just got a black cloud around her, no matter what.
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna was Lizzie there with the other three girls. Sorry.
Yeah.
She should be a housewife. I think that season will be missing a hole. And I know that's an unpopular opinion, but I loved Lisa Rinna's antics. I loved watching her on TV, but.
See.
We'll see.
I read Andy's book, the one about like the parenthood or whatever.
Yeah.
Recently. It was fine. I mean, I think what is it was the one thing I like is
that's a review he wants.
It's like more of the same. It's just like he is really sometimes I like reading it and I'm like, oh, Andy's kind of funny and he has all these celebrity friends, and then there's like a part of it that's very like self-involved and like I don't know, just kind of like behind the
psychotic
scenes that you don't want to see. Yeah. Where you're just like, eh.
Where he's like a dick.
About something lame. There's kind of like first world problems or just like, oh. And every night he's like going out after the kids are asleep, which means he must have like a live-in nanny. So
right.
Just like, it's not very relatable. I
he's
guess,
like, I'm
not
a single parent. It's like, you right, get away. Right. He's like, on the radio show, that's what drives me nuts. It's like, I got away for the night and went to my Hamptons house. It's like, I got we got two people taking care of these fuckers and nobody's going right. to $1 million mansion, gazillion dollars exactly. in the Hamptons. Carefree. Yeah. That's the man for you.
Yeah.
They just carefree up and leave. No regard.
I know. The worst. All right. So let's get into
it. It's nice,
Lindsay.
But
all right.
So I've opposite read of my brain.
A lot of shit that's saying that like, starting to flip on Lindsay, like saying that she somehow was like cold to him all summer. And
oh, give me a break.
So it's like the PR BS is beginning. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, Carl broke up with Lindsay.
There's nothing that could flip my love, especially now for Lindsay. Carl is a piece of shit under my shoe. Worse than Sandoval, if you ask my opinion.
The fact that he chose to do this on camera is really weird.
That's 101 reasons why. They said that he called him in to do it too.
Right. Like, what did he want a witness? Because honestly, he probably needed one because Lindsay would cut his dick off if she was alone. Like, you know,
the problem with that, Lindsay's not going to get a tenth of the sympathy that Ariana's got because she is so crazy.
Well, it's a different situation. Breaking up and cheating, like, are different.
Yeah, but I still feel really bad. Like, breaking up with someone after you're engaged on national television, it is different, but I feel bad for them both the same. 2 months after a bridal shower, 2 months, and you broke up on camera before you're supposed to get married. Everyone's paid this, that, and the other. It is horrific.
Yeah, it's wild.
And Ariana seemed to hate Tom Sandoval. Lindsay seemed madly in love.
Oh, she was obsessed. But we said it from the beginning, it seemed off. It always seemed off. I can't wait to
Carl's
see what
eyes
went down. I'm not like, I just, there is, he was never, I don't think he ever was into it.
No. Why would he propose to her?
I don't know. I just like, I deeply always felt uncomfortable watching their relationship. Always.
Right.
It just never was good. I don't even know how they got here, but the fact that he did it on camera is disgusting. Filming on the show doesn't have the courtesy. Like, what? Like, what happened? Unless she sucked somebody's dick at a summer house party, what's the justification?
He's a dick. And he's just going to say it doesn't feel right. He shouldn't have been dating her that quickly into being so sober then. If that's his excuse, I'm sure that's what he's saying.
Right.
You knew she's a drunk the whole time.
Right.
He shouldn't have been dating her that soon.
Years.
Yeah. And they're living in in that expensive apartment. You can't tell me they can afford that every month. People who have high priority jobs can't afford that. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like putting your freaking parents in a home out here. It's a lot of freaking money.
Yeah, it's a shame. Can't wait to watch it though.
I think Carl is a scumbag. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting behavior. I can't.
I feel bad for her.
Really went down.
At least she's got those eggs on, but she's just going to waste more of her life. If that was me, I would be done with this TV show and I'd move the fuck on. But these people come back for more. I can't believe Ariana is back there. I would be gone.
Gotta get that check.
I would never want to see these people again.
Well, I mean, we would never be on one of these shows. You know what I mean? It just takes a certain type of person to do this shit repeatedly.
But Ariana's her new boyfriend at the finale taping. There, it seems like they're in San Francisco, which I don't appreciate. They should be on home base for a finale, in my opinion.
They're on a trip.
They're on a trip and they're ending. Are they wrapping early? It seems weird, right? People don't wrap up shows in different cities.
On it. Right. That is true. I don't know.
But I'm proud of Ariana. She does look really happy and it's nice.
She does. Yeah. Yeah.
But I was shocked. My heart feels bad. My heart really aches for Kyle and Mauricio. But Kyle looks really happy and free. But I just feel it. I don't know why I care so much, but it scares me that people who seem so in love, I know they're in Hollywood and everything, but they just seem so in love that how can it just be done and you can just be okay with them fucking someone else?
Right. I know.
That's why I can never watch The Pass, like the Tucker's show, Candy and Todd. That's my worst nightmare. I don't want to talk about who we're going to fuck. Candy and Todd made that movie with Drew and it's on Peacock.
Oh. Oh god.
And it's about the hall pass.
Watch that. Okay. No.
It looks like a fun romantic comedy.
Hall Pass was a hilarious movie though. Wasn't Hall Pass
I loved it because the men couldn't get anyone and at the end Christina Applegate is the one who screwed someone, right? But then she got in a car accident or something at the end.
Yeah, something happens. Yeah, that was a good movie. I have to watch that again. You know what I watched this week? We were watching random old movies. I watched Fatal Attraction, which it kind of stands up, but it's like Glenn Close is just nuts. And then I watched Double Jeopardy, which I watched like a ton when I was younger.
That's a great movie.
Good
I remember really liking that.
Yeah.
Ashley Judd, great actress.
Yes, she was great. I don't know what happened to her career. Just like
I think
out.
She got too mouthy in Hollywood.
Yeah, I think so.
Something happened there.
Okay. You said, why did you ask me if I'd go to a Jonas Brothers concert?
Oh, well, no, the only reason I thought of it was because of that. But go ahead.
I asked you that because I saw people just fucking losing their mind over like the Jonas Brothers in New York when they started their tour. And I was like, is this like,
it's just shocking.
Who is this fan?
What like, age are they? The Jonas How does Brothers this happen?
Fan? Are they 30s? Are they 20? Like who, what? What are the songs?
I love the Jonas Brothers music, select songs. If I give them a chance, I do end up liking them, but
I like Joe Jonas and I like Nick Jonas songs like Jealousy.
Oh,
remember that song? The hit.
Yeah. No. I like them together as brother. I do okay. like the Jonas Brothers together. It's happy, like okay. happy music, but
I'm really
see,
sad
Nick
about
being
them,
serious like that with the Jealousy song. It makes me want to jump out a window, but it's probably a good, decent song.
It's a hit song.
And I do like Joe Jonas better than Nick.
Yeah.
But Nick has grown on me after getting Priyanka. Priyanka really upped his real estate for me.
Right, right. I just can't believe that Sophie and Joe Jonas are.
You think that they're going
up.
To?
It's sad. Sounds like it.
They're trying to say that she hasn't seen her kids.
Exactly. The PR spin's beginning.
I don't believe that. Right?
I don't believe that either. It's disgusting.
Sophie seems like a nice, decent person. I don't see her ditching her kids to Joe on. Tour.
I don't either. While they're on tour? No. I don't mean
they're
it.
Like a nice little East Coast family. I really thought that they were gonna make it. If Me anybody too. Should break up, it should be Priyanka and Nick. I don't want that. I wouldn't care at all if they broke up, but I never watched what is it, Lord of the
Game
Rings?
Of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, Lord of
the But I do That's have out. An affinity for her.
Yeah. Me too. I love her. I love her because Game of Thrones, she was a fantastic character.
People love her.
Yeah, she's great. Great. All right. Let's get into New York.
But yeah, I don't know who's going to the concert, but I would go to the Jonas Brothers concert over Taylor Swift. Here's another question. Kris Jenner and Kobe Bryant's family paying for Beyonce tickets?
No, absolutely not.
They get it for free.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. No, that's nice.
She put up Beyonce. What's her face?
Vanessa Bryant.
Put up a picture with Beyonce.
I was just watching videos.
Like Auntie B. She was like Auntie B with a picture of Beyonce and the two of them. So I just got
what a life.
I feel like Vanessa can walk in anywhere in Los Angeles and she's getting everything comped.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just
oh, yeah.
Who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's doing all right.
Oh, man. What happened in Vanessa's past lives? That's just crazy. Never I still did. Will never get over it.
Me neither. It's never. All right. What stood out to me about New York is this. I think Bryn should be with that guy. And that's... Like, I don't know, their banter was great. He seems to adore her and would treat her so nicely. I don't know why they're not together.
Yeah, like I don't think she knows how to accept love, I guess, or he seems kind of boring.
I guess, but he would like be obsessed with her, you know? That's what she needs.
I know, but sometimes the more obsessed somebody is, the more you don't like them.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, that's true. What I love about
this
these
poor
women,
girl, she's really, after her hearing about her life, I mean, it's sad.
Yes, it is sad. You can sense it too, like just in everything she does, there's like a underlying, like, ugh, you know, you can just feel it.
Yeah. I love her, but yeah.
Oh, I think it's great. I loved how they treated Aaron at the wreath making. I just thought that shit was hilarious. You do not see in Housewives a bunch of people just be like, whatever, all right, bye. Like, they just, like, literally, nobody walked after her. Nobody gave a fuck. I thought it was hilarious. I love it. It's, like, very New York. Yeah, it's just great.
I know, and after sitting, yeah.
Well, just even when they're, like, the party was boring. Like, I mean, the party was fucking boring. And they're like telling her about her vow renewal that it's boring as shit and they have no apologies about it. It's just, it's too funny to me.
Have an engagement, have an anniversary party, but no vow renewal, or just say one quick little thing to each other, like thanks for 10 years, whatever, blah, blah. Right.
A toast. Enough.
And there should be a ton of food. I think in New York City, there would be too much food.
I mean, it. Sai does complain about the food constantly.
She's nuts like, about it. People, constant. She's turned the Bravo community against her with it, from the looks of what I see.
It does seem that way.
I like her, but I think Bravo people are starting to hate her.
Right, right. No, I like how she kind of is an asshole. It's fun.
Judith's thing was kind of weird, pulling in Sai and like, come here and help me sell my eyelashes. I need some non-white people. But
that was a little weird. Felt a little like token. I think my thing with Jenna is like, I'm just not quite sure what her place is in this cast. I don't know. I do like her
on this planet.
Yeah, she's just on another. The fact that she brought all this like branded swag to them as like gifts is all like, there's just a little bit of a weird vibe. And she is a big deal. I get it. But like, there is something a little, it's like pandering.
She's like the Tyson Fury of New York City housewives for me. Like, I don't know who the fuck you are, but I guess you're a huge deal.
So true.
She obviously is probably there to sell these eyelashes or whatever the hell she's selling. It probably is what her end game is. It's fascinating to me. I don't wear eyelashes or buy them, and so this whole segment, it is useful, and people selling it and things like that. She's very interesting that she's so open with the girl about telling some story about her brother calling her a vagina, and then Sai should have probably, even though she said it on camera and she said it to a stranger, Sai shouldn't, she should, it makes you feel like you can't say anything in front of Sai if someone goes and blows up your spot on a different, maybe she's in a different mood, a different place. It came across kind of mean girlish.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It was like, but it's still, it's odd that like Jenna is not, that she is so secretive and like doesn't share anything and then shares something and then it's like, oh, why'd you, I don't know. It's like, it's weird on both sides.
A weird, bizarre story.
Jenna's whole approach. Yeah, it's very odd.
And then to, and then that she's so
dating.
Right.
She's very secretive. Yeah.
And then she's so loving with the gifts. You would never think she'd even show, you think she'd show up with a jacket and that would be it. But she's shown up with boxes of garbage to give people.
She's like, she's kind of an enigma, you know? She really is. Like, she's fascinating. It's hard to put your finger on, like, what
she's
what
Erica Jane wishes. That should have been her her tagline.
Yeah, right. When the door closes, what is she like? That's what I want to know. A closed drawer. Who is Jenna? Alone with her friends. Right. Who is that person? I'm not quite sure I could say.
She seems nice. She does seem nice, but if I were just to look at her, I thought she was a cold bitch, but I don't think she is all the way. Or maybe she's like a little girl who's trying to win people over. I don't know.
I think Jessel is super entertaining. I mean, like Hot Mess Express, but I just love she is nuts. When they were the first scene where it's like her and the husband out to dinner or whatever, she's like, I mean, my mother, she doesn't get out of the bed before 8:30. You know, she's like pissed. And he's like, I mean, I know. It's like, come on. You know, she's like, we have the nanny, but still. It's like, what? Is your mom your indentured servant? What are we talking about? It's just like, she's hilarious. She just really is nuts in a really excellent, entertaining way on television.
Just her walking into the Christmas party was great. She is a lunatic. And
she really,
who would have ever thought she would be the front runner of these housewives? Aaron thought she was. And Aaron's coming across like a opposite of what I would have thought.
I don't know. You think Jessel, like, who's the powerhouse of this group? Who's bringing people to an event?
Or I think Jessel's one of the favorites. I think the powerhouse is, I think Brynn in a quiet way. And it's still kind of like simmering, so we'll have to see.
Yes.
They are quite an ensemble right now. I like what each one of them bring.
I do too. And again, I just love that they're all sitting there making wreaths, and Aaron starts popping off, and they're like, "All right, well, fuck off. Like, Merry Christmas. All right, bye." And they just like let her leave, and she's all offended, calling her sister. I just, yeah, Aaron is showing us who she is episode by episode. And it's not like she's very entertaining. I have no problem with her, but it is. Like,
I want her to keep her on. Oh, yeah.
Yes. 100%. 100%.
The rumors about her are kind of showing true.
Yes.
Jessel talking to her mom was heartbreaking. If I was Jessel's mom, I would be so sickened to hear that on camera after the kids had their first birthday that she didn't know the truth. I would be heartbroken.
Yeah, I think the kids are almost two. It's almost like, how about just tell me when you start IVF the next time? I'd like, right. There's almost like, it's really weird on camera.
Talking about it.
If she knew before it, or if that was truly the first time.
The way the mom was crying, it seemed that would be good acting on her part.
I do like the mom. I like, she's like, you can't even handle the two.
She's great.
She wants the third kid. Yeah, she's great.
And Jessel seems to hate her husband, but she's going to force that third kid, which is hilarious.
I don't judge anybody with twins. Like, I really don't know how you do two kids at once that are the exact same age. Like, birth to high school. It's just like, it's so hard. Today at the park, we're there for a kid's birthday, and like, there's one set of twins in his class, and like, one was throwing a fit, and the other one, like, she had to go deal with him. And then there's like another kid that's just like out there, you know? So it's like, you know, same age, having the same issues. It's like, which one do I go to? It's like, I mean, I guess it's
just
like,
hope that one survives. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I know. It's a nightmare. I don't know how my parents survived. It's probably why I got so many issues. They just left me in the living room. They always joke around about that.
Do you remember who was first? Like, if you guys went someplace, who did, was it you? Because you're the girl? Like, who got to order first? Who got to pick what they wanted first?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, as we got older, I'm sure I was probably more to do stuff, I guess. But when I was little, my brother probably led the way.
Okay.
Because I had hearing problems or something. That's probably why Tyler says he calls me Tubes. They had tubes in my ears. I had my tonsils out and I couldn't hear. And I wouldn't talk to the teachers for like a long time. My parents said that I wouldn't talk to the people at preschool.
Wow.
And,
now you just don't ever shut up talking to anybody.
A year for me to say, and the people made a big deal out of it. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I know. Yeah.
So you were just getting worked as a child. Is what you're
saying. I think my brother just ran the show for me for a while.
Yeah. Right. That's great. I love that. Yeah.
It is weird.
Do you ever ask your mom, like, how'd you do it?
They talk about it. My parents don't shut up about they think they are the only people that ever raised twins. So that's all. I'm sure I've heard every single story 100 million times over.
I saw a reel that was like, a parent like our age talking to their parent about how they raised kids like back in the day. She's like, so like, what did you do? Like, you know,
I saw that. I think too.
You saw that? She's like, how'd you use a monitor? She's like, I just went and like touched you. She's like, how'd you know if the baby was hot or cold? She's like, you're hot.
How did you know the temperature of the room?
Yes. It's like, we really, it has become so much more hyper, like anxiety written than it needs to be. We used to just raise kids with fucking nothing and they were fine.
Yeah.
So simple.
If it was hot, you slept in a diaper. If it was cold.
Yep.
And what did you Google? How did you Google it? And it shows kind of, I think it is fucking us up.
I agree. I think it is too.
I think over time that for the next generation, because I'm just driving, I see this kid is getting out of the car. He's holding an iPad in front of his face, getting into a cart at the store. And I said to my mom, I'm like, these kids are going to be fucked up in some type of way, because there has to be some type of lingering effects that these kids can't stop staring at a screen. Just standing in line somewhere. Look around.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It's very problematic. I mean, we haven't even touched the surface of what this is going to do to people.
I don't know what it will be, but there's something.
Oh, 100%. We were at the doctor's office the other day. His fucking 4-year-old with his own phone. His dad was like, oh, here's your phone. And it was two phones. I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like on there playing a game. So I was like, what I'm like, don't talk to that kid. The hell?
Seriously.
4-year-old with a phone? It's ridiculous. And like, my 4-year-old would want a phone, but he's not, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
of course
yeah.
they want 24/7 access to like.
That's why Tyson Fury is that much more impressive, how they're raising those kids.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You did not see them on devices 24/7.
No.
You know what I mean? Even in the
and
background,
the mom comes
kids.
In and takes care of them. Yeah. The kid might be shaving his hair off, but there's family watching those kids. It's beautiful.
I loved that. The mom's like, God damn it, with six kids. You know,
I loved it.
One. It was hilarious. Just fully shaved his head. He wanted to look like daddy. So cute. Such a
it
mess.
Is sweet.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on New York? Did you? What did you want to say about OC? I've been watching.
I forget about it. Is there anything
did you catch
else?
Up?
Orange County, I have watched. The DeBros sold their house for $55 million. I don't know who's buying that house for $55 million. Josh Altman should win awards for, and he does, for being a realtor of the century. Yeah. The Altman brothers and the, I love that $1 million listing. I watched that all, I could watch that every day for the rest of. No, but just him being on it gets my engines going. I just love, they're such little hustlers. I just love it.
Yeah.
And Shannon is trying to say that Jennifer tells what's her face? Gina, that Shannon said she kept her kids from having CPS get them. And then Shannon, there is a flashback where Shannon does say that. So that's the whole talk. And so just hearing them say CPS over and over makes me scared and nervous. And I just don't like that. And it is a big deal to sit there and say, say that someone's going to pick up CPS. So that's where the whole storyline is. And Shannon being a drunk. Shannon's a huge drunk, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I
think obviously.
Yeah.
Doesn't take like Einstein to see. And how she calls everybody.
Crazy. Crazy.
The OC Housewives, it's like such a wacky season.
No,
you don't have to watch it. It's almost over, too. There's really nothing happening. All it is about John Jansen and Shannon and who really people are liking it. I mean, it's watchable, I guess, but
it's watchable.
I think it's just interesting. Yeah. And there were some, I don't know if you remember, Heather Dubrow and Terry had some pictures taken at Disney World. And people are saying that their marriage was in trouble. So it's interesting to me to see how happy they are. And they're really solid transitioning from to being empty nesters kind of. And they're selling their house and they were really seemed at peace with it. But yet the tabloids are spinning that they're cheating and they're taking pictures staged at Disneyland. And so that's a whole storyline too.
See, that's the thing. Like I said, I think I said this a couple weeks ago when we talked about it, like their marriage is solid to me. I don't get the sense at
seems
all
to be.
That they're like, yeah, that one honestly would be shocking me. Because as I'm watching them go through these like life stages together, it does seem like they're so solid, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stand Eddie Judge.
Yeah, it creeps me out.
I can't stand Tamara. I don't know who listens. They have a huge podcast, her and
listen, if
Teddy,
somebody goes
I don't
to that
Trace
Amiga show, please let us know. And why
you know, I would go to that if it was cheap enough.
Free. I would go if it was free.
I would go to the Trace Amigas show before Taylor Swift. No, I'm just joking. Probably.
We're nuts. Oh god. All right. Is that it? What else we got? I think that was all we had. Ultimatum. What do you think? Are we gonna watch it? I started it. I'm happy to continue.
Oh, did you?
People say it's good. Here's my issue. There's like two couples on the ultimatum that are in their early 20s. I'm sorry. You can't tell somebody they got to get married at 24 and like have it be legitimate. So I have a little bit of issue.
I don't hear anyone talking about it. And well, some people do, but more people are talking on Twitter, even though Twitter is dead. I really must be dead, right? You don't see anybody even really talking Love After Lockup on there.
Right.
More people are talking about the latest episode of Love is Blind.
Oh, is there a new Love is Blind?
Well, no, not a new, but it's like a bringing the couples back for another go.
Another
reunion. Yeah, I'd be down to watch that. I have no problem. I was I was going to watch the ultimatum. Now it's like, it's a week. I don't know. I don't know.
I'll watch one more tonight and I'll text you if it's great.
You decide, if you're down, I will watch it, but.
Okay. And you guys chime in as well. Loyal listeners.
I think the gay ultimatum is really the standard. I would like to watch a gay guy ultimatum. I was just thinking, why was it all lesbians? I would love to watch gay men that. Culture too. And it's just such a different world.
Because I would be really interested to see what the communication style is like between
men, right.
You know, because that's what I found fascinating about the women. It was like all these deep conversations constantly.
Like,
I would love to see what it's like with men. Yeah, agreed.
I'm right, still guys, exhausted we'll from watching back. That.
I know, right? We'll be back before you know it. We love you.
Bye, guys. Watch At Home with the Furies.
Please get your life.